I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. In this program, I'm going to tell you how to get a metal detector for $2. Well, how I got a metal detector for $2 anyway. No promises that it will work for you, but the odds are good that you can get some really nice things at really low prices if you do what I did. Every spring, our local Humane Society has a huge garage sale. This sale is their main fundraiser for the year, and last year they cleared over $67,000. It's held in a huge building at the county fairgrounds, and it lasts about a week and a half. The first few days, donated items are accepted at the fairgrounds. Literally truckloads of stuff comes in. Clothes, appliances, electronics, sporting goods, books, records, CDs, computer stuff, just about everything you can think of. The next few days, dozens of volunteers separate, sort, and price everything. And the last 3 days is the sale. It starts on a Friday, and the fairgrounds is absolute madness as bargain hunters start lining up outside the building at about 3 a.m. By the end of the day, about half the stuff is gone. On Saturday afternoon, the $3-a-bag sale starts, again an absolute madhouse, and on Sunday, everything is free. Yeah, you know what that's like. I'm one of the volunteers who sorts and prices stuff every year. I work in the electronics department with everything from guitars to stereo equipment to cameras to CD and DVD players. I enjoy doing it, and they even give us free lunch while we work. Today was pork barbecue. Now here's the best part. All volunteers who put in at least 10 hours can buy things before the sale opens to the public. This year I found a few fun items, but nothing really spectacular. A copy of Microsoft Office Professional for 50 cents, a Sharp Wi-Fi TV that sold for over $1,000 when it came out in 2004, I paid $15. My most expensive purchase was a K bass guitar for $50, one exactly like it just sold for $275 on eBay. I also bought a bunch of small items, 4 pair of headphones for $1 each, a Walkman for $1, and other little things like that. Last year I hit 2 excellent deals. As you may already know, I'm into slow-pitch softball as much as I'm into treasure hunting. And at last year's sale, I got a $200 softball bat for $3. I also bought something that finally brings this whole discussion back to treasure hunting. I bought a Bounty Hunter Quick Draw 2 metal detector for $2. Now surely Champaign, Illinois isn't the only town with this kind of a sale. In fact, several local churches right here have similar sales, and schools. And in fact, there's a small town north of me that has a combination town yard sale and auction every year. And the point is, if you have the time to volunteer to work at these sales, you'll probably be allowed to shop before the general public can shop. Most of these sales are in the spring and summer, so now's a good time to scout out your area for big charity sales you can volunteer to help with. Most of these sales are in the spring and summer, so now's a good time to scout out your area for big charity sales you can volunteer to help with. And if you score anything exciting, please let me know. Thanks for listening, and for some articles on treasure hunting and a real sales job on my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And as always, if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know when you order. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.